can shout into singing. You can shout into preaching.
Amen.
What an honor and a privilege it is to be in the house of God this morning.
Amen. Amen.
As early as it may be, what an honor and a privilege it is. Adam was asking me yesterday, he said, "Preacher, what time will you get up in the morning?" I said, "Probably about 6:30. He said, "You cutting it close?" I said, "I'll probably have to get up at 6. I don't like getting up early anyway. But I'll get up early for this day, amen.
Yeah.
If you will, take your Bible and turn with me to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. If you're there this morning, would you shout a big amen?
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
Verse number 14, the Bible says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth."
Amen.
I'd like to preach on a simple thought this morning, the Word.
Come on.
The Word. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, Father, we thank you, Lord, God, for the songs that have been sung. God, we thank you, Lord, for waking us up yet another day. God, we thank you for letting the sun shine today. Father, we thank you for your presence in your house. God, and we pray even now, God, that you'll move in this place, God, like you never have before. Father, we love you. God, we thank you and we praise you. Anoint me afresh from on high. God, we ask all these things in your sweet and your precious name. We do something to pray. And the church said,
amen.
Amen. If you will and you want to follow this morning, would you turn with me to John chapter 20? John chapter 20. We might move a little this morning and that's okay. It's all good. Amen. Look with me in verse number 15 of John chapter 20. And Jesus saith unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, "Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away." And Jesus saith unto her, "Mary." I want to speak to you, number one, this morning. His word is personal.
Come on.
Amen. Say, "Preacher, what do you mean?" Well, look in this verse. Number one, in this verse, he spoke to her pain. He said, "Woman, why weepest thou?" I'm glad this morning that he cares when I hurt.
Amen.
I'm glad this morning that he'll speak to me even in my pain and that he notices when I'm broken. Because see, this morning, she was broken. She was in a place where she thought the dear friend, that man that she had loved so dearly, she thought that the soldiers had taken him and hidden him, that they've stole his body and that they've hidden it away to where they could not rightly bury that body. But as he speaks to her, he speaks to her in her pain.
Yeah. Amen.
But not only did he speak to her pain, he spoke her name.
Yeah.
I'm glad this morning that he knows my name, ain't you?
Yeah.
I'm glad that he's not lost his memory. He's not lost his voice. I praise God this morning. I've got a God that's alive this morning. I've got a God this morning that can reach a little further down than what I can reach up. Praise God, the grave didn't hurt him. The cross didn't cripple him. Praise God, he's still the same God he was the day that he walked the earth. He's still the same God that can heal the sick. Oh, my God, this morning. That can heal the blame. Listen, he is that God that sits on high and looks down low.
Amen.
But it's his word.
Yeah.
He is the word this morning. Amen.
Amen.
The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Wow, what a powerful thought this morning.
Amen.
Amen. But as we continue and as we look, I want you to look in Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. And I'm not going to be long this morning. The preacher talked about me Wednesday night. Oh, yeah, he did. I sure hope preacher that ain't going to preach long Sunday morning. So I'm not. Amen. Smile at me this morning. I know it's hard. Luke chapter 24, verse 25. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Now to understand where we're at, we're on the road to Emmaus, where he appears to the two. And as they begin to walk and talk, this is what he says. He says, O fools and slow of heart to believe that all the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And he drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and as he made and he made as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward the evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. Number one, in this text, I find he spoke to their lack of belief. Not only will he speak to us in our pain, but he'll speak to us in our lack of belief. When we fail to believe, and I can't remember exactly who it was that said it, but there was one of them in there that said it, said, God, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. How many times this morning do we believe that God is able and we believe that God is capable, but we say it with words and we draw near with our lips, but our heart is far from God? Listen, we need to believe 100% without a shadow of a doubt. There is no doubt in my mind that God sits on high and looks down low. There is no doubt in my mind that he's very well capable of doing anything he very well pleases. But there's some times in my life where I lack that belief. Because at one time you could say these men who were walking on this road, they were strong in their faith in the Lord. They believed that God was able to do exceeding abundantly all that we could ask or think. But listen, they got a time where the things that they were seeing and the things that they were facing, it didn't seem like there was much hope left. But as he speaks to their lack of belief, now look at this. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took the bread and blessed it and brake it and gave to them. And their eyes were open. Now watch this. And they knew him. Now listen to what it says. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened up to us the scripture? Number two in this text, I'm glad that he'll speak to our heart. I believe that as he opened up the scripture that day, the word of God began to burn within them. Yeah. Amen. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah, I believe it is chapter 20, Jeremiah has given up and he's done. He doesn't want anything else to do with God. He said he's done. He said, I'm done. I've been made a mockery of. God, you've forsaken me. And as he was in his pity party, and as he had done, had himself a little crying spell, he come to this realization that the word of God, oh my God, was shut up inside of him. And it was burning inside of his bones. And he was weary with forbearing. And he could not stay. And if you go back to chapter number 18 of Jeremiah, the Bible says, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. And I believe that in that moment, in that pity party, he remembered the words of God. I believe in that moment that he remembered the fire that he started in him a long time ago. Listen, it would do some of us good to remember what God done for us, to remember what life he spoke in us when he found us. We're almost done, and I'm getting hot. Listen this morning. His word is personal. His word is powerful. Thirdly and lastly this morning, his word is priceless. I begin to think on this last thing, and what text could go with that to speak of how priceless he is? Could we go with a lamb without spot, without blemish? Yeah, we probably could, and it would be good. But I'd like to go a little further. And if you want to, you don't have to. But if you want to, go to Revelation chapter 5. Beginning in verse number 1. And he saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. They speak to the world when they ask this question. They said, "Who is worthy to open the book?" I'm not even worthy to be there, Dallas. John, as he's writing and as he's in his vision, he sees this and he hears these words and he begins to weep within himself. But if you look on down, we can be encouraged. Watch this. "And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not." Woo! "Weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed." "Hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof, and beheld, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst," I'm glad in the middle of it all, you'll find Jesus. Watch this. "And in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb." Watch now. "As it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are of the 7 spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us unto God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." Amen. Praise God this morning. He's worthy.
Amen.
They speak of his worth, but there at the end, they speak of his record. The all-time, undisputed, undefeated champion of love.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Say, preacher, what do you mean this morning? I'm telling you that none of Revelation chapter 5 can take place unless that man got up out of that grave. Say, preacher, what do you mean this morning? I'm telling you what he did on the cross is good. But praise God, he got up, and that's priceless. Praise God, he sits at the right hand of the throne of God, and you can't buy that. You can't put a price on that this morning. Praise God, he's got a record a mile and a half long. Listen of what he's done. Listen, the Bible says if everything was written down of the things that he'd done while he was on this earth, there wouldn't be enough books that contain his works. But I'm telling you this morning, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. And because he lives, I've got something to look forward to. And because the stone has been rolled away, I have hope this morning.
Amen.
Amen. You look, and I believe it is Luke chapter 23. The very last verse, the Bible says that as Mary and the others looked and saw where they had laid the body of Jesus Christ, they had left the tomb and went home to prepare spices. And they rested on the Sabbath day. And they went to the tomb early, the first day of the week, to dress the body of Jesus Christ.
Yep. Come on.
So, preacher, why is that important? Because I believe they had lost hope.
Oh, yeah.
They had believed within their hearts that he would still be laying there when they got there. But oh, to their surprise, when there wasn't a body to dress anymore.
Come on.
Listen, sometimes it can seem like there is no more hope. Just as it seemed to those who prepared them spices that day, but the moment they saw the tomb was empty, hope was restored.
Come on. Come on.
Praise God this morning, we have a hope.
Amen.
Like nobody else does.
Amen.
We've got something to hold on to.
Amen. Amen.
You say, why, preacher? Because our God's alive.
Amen.
To the Jews, they still tell the lie that Jesus' body was stolen. But we know the truth. That it wasn't stolen. Praise God, he ascended. He was transferred from this life to the next, sitting at the right hand of God forever to make intercession on mine and your behalf.
Amen.
Praise be unto God for an empty grave.
Amen.
Praise be unto God for a lamb that's priceless this morning.
Yes. Yes.
The word of God that's personal. The word of God that's powerful.
Yeah.
The word of God that's priceless.
Amen.
You can't put a price on what Christ did for us. What he done this morning is immeasurable.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, God, we thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word. God, we thank you for this time. Father, we pray even now, God, that your will would be done. God, that you would touch each and every heart that's come by this way. God, encourage us. God, we love you this morning. God, thank you for getting up.
Thank you.
God, thank you. Thank you for going to the cross. God, thank you for giving us hope. We love you. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name, we do so humbly pray. Amen.